If you'd like to, you can open your Bible to Romans, the 8th chapter and verse 1. And I got to throw this out there real quick. You know, as preachers, sometimes you forget what illustrations you may or may have not used. Did I talk about a belt illustration this last Sunday? No? Okay, good. I'm going to use that right now. So about 2 weeks ago, I've been needing a new dress belt. And I've been seeing advertisements for the ratchet belt sets. I don't know if some of the men have seen that, you know, because your regular belt, you got the hole every inch or so. You can't get it just right. And so I thought, well, I'm going to try that. I haven't had a new dress belt in probably 10 years. So I ordered one. You know, if you don't know, it's got little teeth. And it kind of really, so you can get it just right. And it's probably a 16th of an inch between the teeth. And so I get this belt, and Kennedy happened to be over. It was a Thursday evening, came in the mail, Amazon, and so it was in the evening, and the box, oh, my new belt's here. It looks great. Beautiful belt, got a real good price. And so I'm wearing shorts and a t-shirt, and so I'm going to try this belt on. And I put it, I said, wow, that's a good belt. You know, and I kind of wore it for a few minutes, or I'm going to take it off, and I couldn't get it off. And I'm talking, so 20, 30, 40 minutes, and there's a little mechanism you're supposed to little pull, and it releases it. I cannot get it off. And so then finally I break down and ask Christy. And so she gets down, and she couldn't get it off. So now I'm Googling it, how to remove this brand and this belt. And so I got the little video, and I had to lay in the recliner. But the problem was, every time I tried to do the little mechanism, I was tightening it. And tightening it, and tightening it. And this thing's on tight. And Kennedy is absolutely worried about me. She's just, what are you going to do? What are you do? You're going to have to cut it off. And I'm not cutting it off. That's a new belt. I'm not cutting it off. And so I lay there for, it was the whole ordeal was probably 2 hours. And I was like, it's not coming off. So I went and got some scissors and cut it off. And then I mailed it back, said, hey, your belt's messed up, give me another one. And they did, and this time before I put it on, I tried it first, and the mechanism worked. And so my point is, you know, sometimes we just dig ourselves in a hole deeper and deeper and deeper. And, you know, we won't admit that some drastic thing needs, we need to take a drastic change, make a drastic change. And so we just go deeper and deeper and deeper, or tighter and tighter and tighter, and we discard, you know, get advice from others. And the point is, just to kind of help us visualize, you know, sometimes you just got to cut off what's holding you, right? You just got to start over sometimes. You know, whatever that might cost you in a physical sense, you just got to start over. In John 8 and verse 32, Jesus says that you can know the truth and the truth will set you free. In Romans 8 and verse 1, he says that there is no condemnation, therefore, for those who are in Christ Jesus, right? And the Bible is filled with pleas, the beseeching to change what we need to change, right? And that's what repentance means, right? You can change the way you think. And so I want you to think about that in the middle of the week here, rainy Wednesday, right? If there's something that you need to change, don't wait. Don't wait, right? Change what you need to change. If you're here this evening and you've never obeyed the gospel, that's what you need to change. Let's get you in water and you can reenact the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus in baptism, immersion, with a response of faith. If you've done that, but along the way you lost your way and you're like, yeah, I need to change. Well, just do it. Right? And whatever fear might be holding you back from doing that, listen, that's just Satan. Right? That's just the devil saying, oh, you don't need to do that. It'll be scary. You'll be embarrassed and all that. No. Right? Actually, what you're going to see is responsive love. So if you have anything that we can help you with spiritually this evening, let somebody know as we stand, as we sing.